I think this is going to be a very healthy choice for your future, for your family, for your marriage, for your mental stability.
I'm giving it up. Something that I have done since, gosh, I don't know, I was like 12 years old.
That early?
Oh, yeah. First, let me tell you what it is. I'm going to stop playing fantasy football this season, okay?
I'm proud of you.
Now, before the internet was a thing, my friends and I in grade school, sixth grade, the way we'd play fantasy football is we would all take turns. We'd go around and we'd write down a player's name, and we'd have our roster on our little sheet of paper, and we would just watch our players and then regroup that next Monday to see how our players did. So that was kind of where it started.
Why didn't you come up with an app for it, dude? You would have been rich.
I know. Not that smart. But I've realized...
Welcome to radio.
Every time football season comes around, I get so hyped and excited for it. And I'm one of those that puts so much time and effort into a team that doesn't mean anything other than, a couple bucks at the end of the day. But I can't handle my emotions. I get so upset when I don't win. Mm-hmm. One, because I hate losing. Two, because I'm losing to my friends, which is even worse. Salt in the wound. Okay, you always want to beat your friends at stuff.
Okay, that's horrible.
And it just got to a point where I did so poorly last season. I was like, I don't want to have that taste in my mouth again. I don't want to, seclude myself from my family and just keep all eyes on the TV from, 9 a.m. until bedtime? 8 o'clock.
Thursday night
it starts on
Monday
Thursday.
Night.
That's right. So yeah. I made the grown-up decision to be like, you know what? Take a year off. Enjoy your Sundays, because you told me last season that you stopped playing.
I stopped because, one, I was not very good at it. And two, I don't like the internal struggle of having to cheer against my team because they're already terrible as it is, because I want my player to win. And then to lose by half a point or a yard. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I can't. I actually enjoyed watching football again last season because there wasn't the added stress. But you're hardcore. Your friends have full-blown draft parties, everything. What was their reaction when you told them, hey, I'm not going to play this year?
Capital bad words. I can't repeat them. But they were shocked. And there's one that I've been in for years. And the one thing I do like about being involved is it kind of gets you to talk to your guy friends.
Right.
Because we're not going to text each other this just because. But once football season comes around, you're in the group chat. You're chit-chatting left and right. You get to see them. But I'm like, you know what? I got to put it on the back burner because I just cannot mentally handle it.
Were your friends mad that you weren't going to play because you're easy money, though?
No, they're mad because now they have to find somebody else who's as funny and joyful as I am at the draft parties.
I'm sure that's a reason.
Good luck, fellas.